Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by LaVon LeBlanc, the Director of Administration with the Northeast Louisiana Chapter of the American Red Cross. LaVon, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
September is National Preparedness Month, and something we want to touch upon, LaVon, is the, well, it's you call it the plan, I guess, in the American Red Cross, but really it's about having the emergency kits and things of that nature to be ready in case
right.
of an event.
Actually, we have a whole program called Be Red Cross Ready, mm-hmm. and it does involve the three steps of getting a kit, making a plan, and being informed. We are hoping that folks are really paying attention. We've been very, very blessed this year with no hurricane events, but fall is tornado season, and we do need to be looking towards that for what may happen right here in our own community.
That's one thing. Today, actually, the actual midway point through the hurricane season. So, like you said, been fortunate thus far, but still, you need to keep be alert, need to be attentive, and especially when it comes to being prepared around the house. What are some of the basics that one would need in an emergency kit?
In a kit, you do need to have water. You know, even at home, you may be in a situation where there's a tornado, there may be water outages, there may be trees down where you can't get to the store. So even in a smaller scale event than what we may see sometimes on the news stories, there could be some inconveniences. So water and non-perishable foods for power outages, those type of things, of course, would be needed. But first aid kits, batteries, some way to stay in touch with the world. We're so tied into the world electronically, but so many of those things are battery powered or depend on electricity. So a weather radio that cranks. The new crank radios are really cool where you can crank them and get power if the battery goes dead. But if you do have battery operated flashlights and radios, make sure you have those extra batteries. In case you would have to evacuate or leave your home for some reason, you'd want to take along medical information, a pharmacist name, a doctor's name and phone number, at least a list of your medications, the strengths you take and how often you take them, what you take them for. If you don't actually pack the medications themselves, at least have that list. Lots of things. Insurance policies on your home. If the home is destroyed where you're gone, you may not can get back to get that. Take those papers with you so you can begin that process if that would apply. Just so many things. Things for your children to do. Comfort foods. Pictures of your family. We have found that many times in the confusion and chaos of an evacuation, children will get separated from parents, or if you find yourself in a sheltering situation, they may wander off. In this day and time, unfortunately, people are very, very afraid to just hand a child over to someone. So if you have a picture of you with that child, the person in that shelter or that law enforcement officer is going to know that that's your child and can reunite your family. So that's always a good thing to carry. Plus, if you're away from home, you know, that those are comfort things that make you feel better if you have had to evacuate. But eyeglasses, you so many people in the middle of the night, if something happens, they forget to grab those glasses or that extra pair of contacts off the night table. So those type of things. And then, of course, your personal hygiene items, things that comfortable clothes, especially if you find yourself again in a shelter situation, you're going to want some sweatpants and some big shirts because a lot of your day may be, you know, sitting around.
Right.
So those kind of things would need to go in a kit. Make a kit to leave home, but also have in mind those things you might need if you had to stay in and had the inconveniences. So that kit needs to kind of be dual purpose.
When you mentioned about a situation where you would be staying in the house, a sudden event that would occur, you know, you mentioned hurricanes, you have the tornadic activity that often accompanies those. Some of the places you mentioned, you know, a place to where you
right.
could locate
you. Do need to have a plan. You need to have a plan, one, on how to get out of the home, mm-hmm. because your disaster may be a home fire. You know, 93% of all disasters that the American Red Cross works are home fires. So make a plan. Draw it out. Know which door you're going out. Practice it. The plan's not going to do you any good. Practice that plan. Practice with the children. Practice getting out of your home on one leg because you could be injured. Practice doing it blindfolded because the electricity may be off. But practice, 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 and have alternate. Your escape route might be blocked. Then the other part of that making a plan would be like you said, in case of a tornado, where in your home would you go? And, you know, lower levels, away from outside walls, away from glass, all those things we hear. But don't wait till you hear that tornado warning to decide what place in your house fits that description. Find it now. You may have a closet in mind, but will all five of your family members fit in that closet? Those are the kind of things you need to do, especially during this preparedness month. Work it all the way through executing it to make sure it actually will work.
Another type of preparedness that is going on more on a seasonal basis is, well, flu. And
absolutely.
American Red Cross, you have a day dedicated to that coming up next week.
Next Thursday, September 16th, from 7 in the morning to 6 in the evening, we will be giving flu and pneumonia shots at the American Red Cross, 414 Briard Street in Monroe. This is another form of preparedness. We are trying to preach this year for people to be prepared from everything from hurricanes to heart attacks. So your health emergencies also need some prevention. There's 36,000 deaths in the United States alone. We're not talking the underprivileged countries or countries where people don't have access to health care. Mm-hmm. Right here in the United States, 36,000 people a year die from the flu. So if 10 minutes to get a shot, $25 charge is what would prevent you from being one of those 36,000, we want to offer, you know, our community that opportunity.
There is a fee that is applied to that. However, Medicaid, I believe you mentioned?
Right. Medicare. Medicare Part B will receive the flu or the pneumonia shots free as long as they bring their card with them. And the pneumonia shots will be offered for $30 for those without Medicare.
LaVon, if someone would like to find out more information, and of course CPR class is coming up, a number where they can contact you or a website.
Okay, they can go to the website, www.nelaredcross.org. We're on Facebook, it's Northeast Louisiana Red Cross, or they can just pick up the phone and call us at 323-5141.
LaVon LeBlanc, Director of Administration with Northeast Louisiana Chapter of the American Red Cross. LaVon, thank you for joining us
today. Thank you so much.
You can hear this and other Alanya podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.